Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson, and you're listening to Texas Outdoor News, brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Today, we'll be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
And this is Harold Gunn, a company that's been friends of ours for years. Company's Reagan and Massey, but we call them Plot Spike because that's the line of seeds and feeds and what have you that they produce. And our guest today is going to be Kyle Wilson. He is their sales manager. Talk about these great products. Talk about the fact it's time to plant, what to plant, when to plant, where to plant. Go to the plant. I don't know. One of those things. But they've been around for a long time over in Louisiana, and we'll be talking to them about that, plus a whole bunch of other stuff. So let's get to it. Remember, you are listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors. It is Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit HFOTUSA.org.
Fish on! Sign up for the CCA Star Fishing Tournament. You could spend all summer casting for a chance to win over $1 million in scholarships and prizes. Reel in a new boat and truck when you catch a tagged redfish. Or wet a line for 12 other divisions to win big prizes. From sponsors like Texas Ford Dealers, Tilson Homes, and Capital Farm Credit, Whataburger, Shoalwater Boats, Mustang Cat, and Dargle Boats. Enter at startournament.org. Sign up now.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans.
No politics!
Okay. Good, because we're going to bring you an entertainment segment. Something a little different that rather than talking about the DNC. How's that?
There you go. What you got?
Ran across a cover, what they call a cover band.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, they are so precise, they pride themselves in the music side of duplicating or replicating what the original artist did.
Mm-hmm.
And then they add a voice that's really good that is a cover, but it's so good, and the arrangements are so good, the board operator is so good, you really can't tell much of a difference.
Oh.
Name the group, Lexington Lab Band. They've got a website, lexingtonlabband.com.
Mm-hmm.
They're and they're on YouTube. They've covered 171 some of the best rock and roll from the late 70s and 80s.
Yeah.
They also bring in some rock, some of the groups from the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
If you like a little country, how about some Dwight Yoakam, Merle, you know, they do that.
Hmm.
Absolutely phenomenal, fun group. They are just a group of some of them have played in bands or involved in their church in Lexington, Kentucky.
Okay.
But they're just showcasing the talent in that city, and it's mind-blowing.
Do they travel or something? Or they just,
no. Oh, it's okay. Studio stuff. I mean, they really don't do the live shows.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, the gal that covers Ann Wilson from Heart.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely phenomenal.
That's a tough job to
Oh, big time. Stevie Nicks cover is great from Fleetwood Mac's Journey. They start with the Doobie Brothers, and you can see their older stuff and then really how they have refined what they're doing. LexingtonLabBand.com. They're just 3 or 4 years, and now they're really starting to be discovered.
That's cool.
Go there, and like I said, they've got MP3 files of all these songs.
Right.
That you can download for free. From this one group, you have several decades of great, great music. Okay,
that's better than those records. Remember, you used to do those albums and stuff. the copy of their horrible.
The best of.
Yeah, the best of. Huh? Oh, that's just absolutely terrible. Yeah. Well, that's the neat thing about YouTube, because there's certain things that I want to look like. The other day, an article that I was doing talking about shooting 45 ACPs in revolvers.
Right.
And Jerry Michalik, who's mind blowing. Doing 6 shots on target, reload 6 shots on target, all in under 3 seconds. Things like I wanted to see that again.
Right.
But you go and you look at stuff, and then there's all these other hints of things, and there's like some band I've never heard of. Wow! And get on there, and there's some really great stuff out there aside from the wonderful wealth of old things. And when you get really old like me, so you go back to old radio shows and Bob and Ray and a lot of this stuff, or comedians of years past, Red Skelton, some of these things. There's so much stuff up there. It's really, really very entertaining. It's really a treasure hole.
From an audio side, it's great, but from a video side, and particularly those that maybe have a smart TV or have bought the Roku,
right?
Watching it, I mean, we've got no sports, and have not.
Mm-hmm.
The YouTube is supposedly the second most searched search engine.
I can believe
after
that.
Google.
Sure.
But the video, and you can go, I don't know about that.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the outdoor channels that used to be special, or the outdoor programming that used to be special on Saturday mornings, and then now it's 24/7, and I don't know, some of it's
12 shows, all of them catching the same bass.
Yeah, well, you can go and see people doing things, learning things, and there's just lots of
how to and stuff like that. Just the internet, a great information source. Let me lay a little sports thing on though, because we mentioned it briefly last week. But August is National Shooting Sports Month,
right?
And it's a time to celebrate recreational sports shooting and encourage others to visit a shooting range and shoot. Now more than ever, people all over the U.S. More than 50 million are participating in some form of target shooting each year. Their motivation, spend time with the family, friends, enjoy the sport and the recreation. National Shooting Sport Month is a great opportunity to take someone new to a shooting range, introduce them to the fun and recreation of the shooting sport, says Matt Campbell, and he's vice president of sales for Winchester Ammunition. And it just is. It's just fun. It's a great, we always say this, I mean, it's a great cause and effect thing. You know, you pull the trigger and a can bounces. I mean, it's just wonderful. Get the kids out there.
Taking that thought a step further, people will go play tennis with their significant other.
Mm-hmm.
They'll play golf.
Right.
Guys, you may go to the shooting range. Take your wife or girlfriend with you, okay? And then get a couple and have a night out where you go to the range and you shoot.
Right.
Go have dinner, whatever. Mm-hmm. It really is recreation, but it's also, in this day and age, extremely important, extremely practical.
Of course.
Because you are your own line of defense.
And if you're lucky enough to have acreage, and always be sure of your backstop.
Absolutely.
All those safety rules.
Right.
Golfing with a .22 is fun. Shooting golf balls. Okay. It is fun.
Take your frustration out of that little white ball that frustrates the daylights
out
of you.
Absolutely. And if you really want to die laughing, go to YouTube and look up Robin Williams on golf.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
That is one of the funniest things ever.
What a talent. What a loss, too.
Bless his heart,
Yeah. I am going to mention something. I watched the DNC this week.
You're a braver man than I am.
Then I'm really intrigued with what the Republican National Convention is going to look like, if it's going to be more upbeat, if it's going to be more engaging, more forthright than what we saw this week. But folks, hey, this is every year. I mean, every election, it seems like we say this is the most important.
Yep.
But this truly is. This is extremely important. Get involved, get informed, and be sure and vote. All right?
Yeah, if those 50 million shooters just all go out and vote right, we're okay.
Hey, we'll be good. We'll be good. And our Second Amendment will be protected.
Yep.
Supreme Court justices that will be appointed, you know, will preserve this great nation that we have. All right, let's check the CCA Star Tournament Leaderboard.
You don't have to point at it. I know what it looks like.
Your desk is almost as bad as mine.
Yeah, and this is Bob's table, too.
All right.
CCA Texas Ford Dealers. Fabulous, fabulous Star Tournament again. We say this again, if you're going to fish anywhere on the Gulf, sign up for this thing. It's a great, great, inexpensive insurance policy. Plus, you're supporting CCA, you get the magazine, get all kind of good stuff. And then you can help out with what is our favorite division. This is the Star Kids Scholarship Division. Ages 6 to 10, these kids are vying for $50,000 college scholarships each. And right now, a lot of these are still holding up, bless their hearts. Flounder leader, 5-pound, 11-ounce Mason Blaylock, who is 10. Sheep's Head, 6-pound, 1-ounce Wyatt McKissick, who is 8. New leader, Rowdy Hanks. Wasn't he somewhere else before?
His name's familiar.
Yeah, yeah. Name's familiar. Gafftop leader, 7-pound, 1-ounce, and he is the he's the new leader, Rowdy Hanks, who is 8.
Yeah, and as we give you these updates, this runs through Monday, Labor Day Monday,
right.
5 o'clock, September 7. And this time of year, leaders that have led for weeks and weeks,
know,
sometimes they get knocked out. So in the Academy Sports and Outdoor Star Teen Scholarship Trout Division, ages 11 to 17, 6-pound minimum, $25,000 scholarships. Upper Coast Speckled Trout leader, Lily Larson, age 16, 7 pounds, 14 ounces. Nicholas Schatz, age 17, is our Mid-Coast leader, 8 pounds, 13 ounces. And Samuel Carrizales, 16, is the Lower Coast leader, 8 pounds, 2 ounces.
The Star Teen Scholarship Inshore Division. Flounder leader, 6-pound, 5-ounce Curtis Wiedner, who is 14. Sheep's Head, 6-pound, 5-ounce Tristan Anderson, who is 16. Gafftop, 7-pound, 5-ounce Addison Tullos, who is 12, and they've been holding that position for a while.
In the adult speckled trout division, Lee Wright continues to lead Upper Coast, 8 pounds, 11 ounces. Justin Aguilar is our Mid-Coast leader, 9 pounds even. John Gonzalez had been leading at 10 pounds, 7 ounces on the Lower Coast, but John needs to go fishing again because he got bumped by 2 ounces by Danny's Perez, 10 pound, 9 ounce spec.
All right, Kingfish, 57-pound, 6-ouncer, still holding the lead for Clifford McCrimmon. Still holding on in Dorado, a 35-pound even, Teague Mize. And Ling, still that 70-pound, 3-ounce whopper from Reese Connor is in the lead.
All right, in the adult flounder division, William Casey Hicks continues to lead, 6 pounds, 8 ounces. Jerry Mills is our sheep's head leader, 9 pounds even, and Michael Fesco is a gaff top leader, 8 pounds, 2 ounces.
And in the Texas Ford Dealers Redfish Division, these are the 60-tagged redfish they put in the Gulf where you fish. They want you to catch them. And all five of the Ford F-150 boat, motor, trailer packages have been won. Jake Bozeman, Marilyn Monroe, who's 11, love that, she gets a scholarship. Thomas Bossy, Bettina Mathis, and Jacob Goodwin. Five winners, like I say, have been registered and certified. 13 tag redfish have been caught. 8 were ineligible, so they're in group therapy. The boat, motor, trailer package, still all of them are open, and so that's 5 packages. So get out there and churn up that surf and win some of these things.
Absolutely. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got our best bets. We've got the outdoor report. And yes, we're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road right here on Texas Outdoor News.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck 43 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks, the trucks you need, trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 43 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 43 years, Ford F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Third Coast Thermal. Launched in 2015, Third Coast Thermal is owned and operated by a Christian family that is proud of the USA and is committed to providing professional guidance to their clients to help assure their day and nighttime hunting forays are the adventures that make lasting memories. Third Coast Thermal offers a variety of traditional high-quality scopes, binoculars, and other optics. They also offer superior night vision and thermal imagery equipment, plus other hunting tools worthy of your consideration. When it comes time to invest in these hunting tools, the professionals at Third Coast Thermal will provide their analysis of products that will help assure a well-informed hunting investment is made. Third Coast Thermal carries top brand names that have been vetted for your day and nighttime hunting needs. Like, they're the distributors for Synox, the low-lux camera that is moonlight-capable and can record in color in low-light situations. They also have a good supply of Thermion scopes and Helion binoculars. Folks, we're coming up rapidly on the beginning of fall hunting seasons. Yep. Mm-hmm. You know you're going to go the leash. You're going to shoot some dove.
Right.
You're going to do some work getting ready for deer season. Mm-hmm. Hey, if you've got some night vision at night,
yes,
you can go out and ease around on the lease property, maybe knock down a free-ranging exotic.
Or a pig.
Or a pig. Mm-hmm. You bet. You know, just great, great fun at night. Third Coast Thermal has satisfied customers all across the United States and will ship to your location for free. For more information, visit thirdcoastthermal.com or give them a call at 832-827-4574. That's 832-827-4574.
As we get to our best bets, too, I want to remind everybody it is time to renew your hunting fishing licenses. I did it last week. I did it online. I thought I'd give that a whirl.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and once you're in the system, you're sort of in the system. So you type right in a little information. Whap, here comes your address. All your stuff pops up. And so I went ahead and did it, and I went ahead and got all the drawing items for the exotic safaris and stuff like that. You people don't do it. No, there's too many people do it. No. What a great deal, though. But it's so cool.
Right.
And it's a little bit of a discount by doing it online.
Yeah.
And so the $10 chances are $9. Of course, they kind of get you a little bit. Then they have a $5
surcharge. How do you
surcharge
get your printed version? Do
they mail it to you.
They mail it to you.
Yeah.
They print it out and mail
it to you.
Yeah,
they mail it to you. But the receipt, though, is kind of interesting. If you copy your receipt,
right,
you can hunt with it. As long as you're not hunting anything that needs a tag.
Ah, okay. There you go.
So, you know, until it shows up, because and you can pay extra for expedited mailing, but I was too cheap for that. But
right,
it's supposed to be like a week or so.
Thrifty.
That's it. Thrifty. Yes, dear. No, I'm just thrifty. Now hair on your cheap. Oh, okay. Anyway. It's the Scotsman in me. Okay. Yeah. Check the Texas Outdoors Journal, Fishing and Hunting Times this weekend. Saturday's rated as fair. This Sunday is a good day. Monday is the best day of the week. Tuesday, another good one. Wednesday and Thursday slip to fair. Friday plunges to poor. But next Saturday's another fair one, with next Sunday another good day. This weekend, look for game to be most active from mid-afternoon until the evening hours either side of sunset. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday sees a major time shift for this major feeding period of the day, with game becoming active from well before sunrise, remaining active until mid-morning. By Thursday and Friday, times will have continued to adjust, so look for game to begin feeding either side of sunrise, continue to feed until either side of the noon hour. Next weekend, look for game to be most active from early morning until early afternoon. On Tuesday, August 25th, the moon will enter its first quarter phase. On the coast, this weekend and on Monday, there will be a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. Tuesday is a three tide day with two lows and one high. Wednesday through next Saturday, a string of days with a single tide schedule of one high and one low. Then next Sunday, we'll have a double tide schedule.
On the coast, they're talking that we may have something tropical, you know, in the Gulf. Where it goes, nobody yet knows for sure. They're taking some educated guesses. If it's in the Gulf, we may have some increased tides, even if it doesn't really impact significantly the Texas coast. And when it impacts Texas, Louisiana, with rising tides, then when those tides recede, you set up, you know, in an area to take advantage as the back lakes and marsh areas drain. Fish are going to be staged out there to take advantage of free meals being washed to them. All right. That's true over in Big Lake, Lake Calcasieu, Sabine Lake, and even in the Galveston Bay complex. The jetties have been good, of course, offshore as well as near shore. Going to be careful if, depending on where any tropical weather may go, or just, you know, summertime storm.
Yeah, but don't get like those news people. It's 1,000 miles away in the Gulf. Run for the hills! Just be wary.
Yeah,
okay?
Just be informed.
Just hide from the wind and run from the water.
Great advice.
Yes.
All right, down in Freeport, Christmas Bay and Bastrop have been good for redfish, black drum, and sheep's head around the reefs. East Matagorda Bay, drifting to mudflats, have been a good method for redfish and trout. West Matagorda, shorelines along the grass lines have been excellent, excellent. In Seadrift, Captain Nathan Bebout, N&M Sportsman's Adventure, said with the calmer winds, his attention's turned to chasing trout and sight-casting reds over the past week. With the warmer temperatures, the trout bite has usually ended around 10 a.m., but they continue to hunt for big trout, unfortunately, with little success. We need to get on into September and October, you know.
Okay.
With the light winds, pods of redfish have been filling out their stringers, and tides have been running a bit above normal. With the approach of September, hopefully by mid-month, cooler fronts and cooler waters will result in some bigger trout and more consistency. In Port Aransas, the Horace Caldwell Pier has been excellent for all species. Speckled trout and redfish have begun on shrimp under a popping cork and found along the beachfront on Mustang Island. Baffin Bay target the large sandy areas along the King Ranch shoreline using croaker and moving on down south shoreline for redfish and speckled trout. Port Mansfield, reds are good at the land cut and the jetties. Trout have been good on the flats and west shoreline. Red snapper, kingfish, and cobia have been good, you know, offshore. Port Isabel, flounder been good on mullet. Speckled trout in shallow water near vegetation are best on shrimp under a popping cork. And finally, speckled trout and redfish have been best in off-colored water adjacent to grass beds.
Heading to East Texas, okay, Caddo, largemouth bass are good in shallow water near trees and grass beds, fishing plastic frogs, topwater plugs, chatterbait, skirted jigs. Texas rig plastic worms are productive in deeper water near timber and vegetation in 8 to 16 feet. Crappie are good on minnows near brush piles and timber in 14 to 25. Feet. Conroe, black bass are great with quite a few 10-pound-plus catches recently. Work deep cover and under man-made structures with shad, imitators, night crawlers, and rigged soft plastic worms. Fork, largemouth bass are good on plastic craws, crankbaits, jigs, chatterbaits near standing timber, points and drop-offs in 14 to 28 feet. Lake of the Pines, crappie are good on jigs and minnows in standing timber areas along the creek channel and brush piles in 12 to 20 feet. Livingston, black bass are good drifting northward with long casts on synthetic worms, spinners, and crankbaits, suspended, and fish attractors. Crappie are good on jigs working in and around shallow structures. Nagenich, largemouth bass are good fishing deep points and creek mouths on crankbait, spinners, and plastic worms. Sam Rayburn, largemouth bass are good on large points and drops with crankbait, light-colored worms, and jigs with some bonus success time of fishing at night. Toledo Bend, black bass are good on Mill Creek and topwaters early, switching to worms about 8 a.m. between 20 and 30 feet on big worms and brush hogs. Bastrop, crappie are good on minnows in brush piles and standing timber in 14 to 25 feet. Limestone, crappie are good on minnows around brush piles and submerged timber. Catfish are good on cut bait or live baits. Palestine, largemouth bass are good fishing Texas rig brush hogs, shad-like swim baits, and deep-running crankbaits. Crappie are good on minnows around bridges and timber in 15 to 25 feet. Richland Chambers, largemouth bass are good on chatterbaits, flukes, jigs, and jerkbaits, fishing 15 to 30 feet near submerged vegetation, bridges, and drop-offs. White bass and hybrids are good on slabs, underbirds, or deeper near the main lake points, flats, and humps. Stillhouse, black bass are good on flukes, diving crankbaits, Carolina rig soft plastic worms working vegetation edges, brush piles, rock bluffs, and submerged timber. Smallmouth bass are good with small plastic grubs and small crankbaits near rocky banks, ledges, and drop-offs. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs in brush piles and standing timber in 14 to 28 feet. Tawakoni. Catfish are good on punch bait, earthworms, and cut bait. Largemouth bass are good on spinnerbaits, dark blue or purple Texas rig plastic worms, and skirted jigs, Texoma. Striped bass and white bass are good on live bait and topwater baits when fish are near the surface. Crappie are good on minnows by boathouses, timber, and brush piles in 15 to 25 feet. Whitney. White bass are good on the main lake areas with jigging spoons and slabs. Stripers are good on live bait fishing the main lake drop-offs and humps. Crappie are good with minnows in 14 to 25 feet of water near the creek channels.
All right, heading to South Texas, out Del Rio way, where Amistad Reservoir black bass fishing has been good early, around 5 a.m., followed by another good session at sundown. Topwaters along the edge of vegetation. Square-bill crankbaits around the rocks. Carolina, Texas rig worms over brush piles continue as solid strategies. Falcon Reservoir, rain's been good the last couple of weeks, and the lake has gained about 3 feet of water. Bass have been good flipping trees and vegetation in shallow water. And Lake Brownwood, white bass are good on slabs in the main lake near humps, drop-offs, and flats. Allen Henry out west continues to sizzle. Bass have been good with many personal best sets so far through the month of August. Try fishing 20 to 35 feet of water on jigs, spinners, and spoons. Lake Coleman, hybrid stripers are good on rattle traps and smaller spinners as you follow the bait fish, seeing them on the surface, or using your chart recorder. OH Ivy, bass have been good in 14 to 22 feet of water along steep drops and above piles with crankbaits, jigs, and plastic worms.
Okay, heading to the hill country, Buchanan. Largemouth bass are good with Texas rig plastic craws, chatterbaits, skirted jigs, and deep diving crankbaits working along brush piles, points, rock ledges, and flooded timber. Crappie are good on minnows in 16 to 28 feet, fishing timber and brush piles. Channel cats have been good on prepared bait. Canyon. White bass are good on main lake flats, drop-offs, and humps with slabs and jigging spoons. Look for birds diving over feeding schools. LBJ. Crappie are good on minnows around brush piles and docks. Catfish are good on cut bait and prepared bait in 10 to 25 feet. Medina. Black bass are good staying north, seeking out steep dropping points and using crankbaits with worms. Travis. Largemouth bass are good fishing in 18 to 28 feet with Texas rig blue fleck plastic worms, skirted jigs, chatterbaits near the rock ledges, points, deep creeks, and drop-offs. White bass are good with swim jigs and slabs, working main lake points, drop-offs, and humps. Crappie are good on jigs and minnows in 15 to 25 feet near the docks, marinas, and deeper rock ledges. Waco. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs, fishing brush piles, and structure.
All right, hunting season. God, Harold, I can't tell you how excited I am that we're so close. We're 1 week and about 3 days from September 1st through the August and actually beyond. You can hunt them year-round. The Axis Deer Roar continues, and hunting's been phenomenal. We need to remove some of these animals, you know, just because they compete with our native whitetail. Through August 31st, the South Zone Javelina season and other open squirrel season continues. Of course, then on September 1, we started all over again as annual hunting. You already mentioned that hunting licenses are on sale. Just to give you some dates for the dove seasons coming up, North Zone, September 1 through November 12. Central Zone, September 1 through November 1. Then we've got the early special white-winged dove days in the South Zone. That is an afternoon only, noon until sunset, September 5 and 6, and then September 12 and 13. Also, we've got word from our buddy, the dove guy, Owen Fitzsimmons. And said that, you know, really good hatch, in good shape. Owen's going to be our guest next week, folks. So you want to, you know, check in on that. But great situation with dove. Texas makes up one-third of the overall mourning dove harvest in the United States.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a lot.
Hey, we're Texas.
Yes,
okay?
That's right.
We're Texas. So we'll be talking more about that. Also, you mentioned the drawings that you've applied for.
Right.
For those that are looking for a place, particularly for dove, buy the $48 annual hunting permit. Over 1 million acres available. And even if you got a place, you know, you go see it, have bought it for years just to give you a different look, something else different, okay? Right. And you can look at it online. Also, we talk about CCA Star Tournament. Don't go to the coast and fish without. Don't go dove hunting unless you have entered the Texas Dove Hunters Association BB Challenge. That's Banded Bird Challenge. They banned the collared Eurasian dove.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Great prizes. Phenomenal list of sponsors. We will talk more about that next week. But it begins September 1 and runs through the second split, January 2nd of 2020. You can go to bandedbirdchallenge.com for more information. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Harold, what's it been this week? On or off the road?
Well, mainly on, but I also want to do a shout out. The late, great Chuck Scott and my buddy Walter Hammack and I have been on a search for sausage for, I think, decades. When the Great Greens Barbecue shut on Alameda, we lost it. And this is the classic East Texas hot link.
Mm-hmm.
And in the search, I have discovered that if you call it link, it's got to be beef and a beef casing. Everything else is just sausage.
Oh, really?
According to these barbecue guys,
okay.
Right? Searching, found some good stuff out there, but try to get closest to Mr. Green's.
Okay.
There's a place I discovered a week ago. I've been there twice now.
Right.
It's called Lone Star Sausage and Barbecue.
Where?
In Houston on Walters Road.
Okay.
Okay, north of the Beltway,
right.
A little south of 1960.
Right.
Kevin Mason owns it, and Kevin was an outstanding wide receiver at U of H under Andre Ware.
Okay.
Neat guy. He makes the sausage. He's a retired Harris County Sheriff's Department.
Okay.
And his hobby was making sausage, and he studied with Mr. Green and also at Lots.
Okay.
Okay. The only wrinkle, and it's a good one, he uses a pork casing because the beef casing really hardens up from the smoking. Because Mr. Green, you could hardly cut through the casing.
Okay.
You squeeze the meat out. Okay,
right.
So he uses a pork casing, which doesn't affect the flavor.
Right.
But it's easier. It's just easier to cut.
And the name of it again?
Lone Star Sausage and Barbecue.
On Walters Road.
On Walters Road, yeah.
Ooh, I can
mind-blowing, though. I mean, through the great brisket, great
right.
ribs, great dirty rice,
right.
great people,
yeah.
great homemade barbecue sauce. I bought a bottle of it
yeah.
2 days ago.
And his name again?
His name is Kevin Mason.
You gotta go see
We're
Kevin.
We're friends on Facebook. Yeah, go on Facebook. Lone Star Sausage and Barbecue.
Okay.
Tremendous. And then go over there in the 2020 AMG GLC 63 Coupe, okay?
Right.
Quite a vehicle. It looks like a CUV. It's really a four-door sedan, but they have a CUV version. And the only difference is this one, the sedan, has 49.4 cubic feet of space. The SUV or CUV version, 56.5. So, you know, not that big a difference. Of course, AMG means performance. So this thing, oh, man, you're talking about fun to drive. 503 horsepower, 516 pound-feet of torque. The AMG speed shift transmission is 9-speed. The performance 4MATIC, which is all-wheel drive adapted. So you can go a lot of places in this thing. They've got a big touchscreen display, a widescreen digital instrument cluster, which is neat. Ambient lighting, surround sound system. I mean, all the luxury you would expect. Safety and security, certainly. You know, anti-lock braking system, anti-theft, brake assist, active brake assist, predictive occupant protection system, electronic stability control, and more. This thing had the extra goodies, a metallic gray paint job, red pepper and black Napa leather interior, the AMG performance steering wheel, the multi-spoke wheels, the inductive wireless charging and pairing, wheel locking bolts, on and on and on, surround view system, fabulous, great on the road, screaming performance on this thing, scary fast, 0 to 60 in 3.6 miles per gallon, city 16 on the highway 22. And base price, a mere $84,100, and the one that I had with everything conceivable that you can get on it, plus this lavish interior, $89,000. So check it out. You know, you want to be styling. 2020 Mercedes AMG GLC 63S Coupe.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Kyle Wilson from Reagan and Massey, we're going to talk about Plot Spike Seed.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary.
To be breakthrough is to be brave.
Many small breakthroughs can lead, inevitably, to a big breakthrough.
The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
The weather is warm, the winds have laid, and fishing across Texas is heating up. Whether it's fresh or saltwater fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal is your best source of timely tips, saliner and tide tables, plus updates on patterns that'll keep you on fish. And even though it's prime time for fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal lets hunters know of off-season hunting opportunities, how to improve one's skills, plus ways to support and pass on our hunting and shooting heritage. These are a couple of reasons why since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you'll get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997. We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families, been the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's red blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with vitamins and minerals yellow blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tailed blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. Been mentioning to you, there is the stress of summer heat. We're about to head into pre-rut and rut situations. Have Fortified Cottonseed available year-round to take care of your deer herd. For more information on Fortified Cottonseed blends, visit FortifiedCottonseed.com or call 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122.
Yeah, what we're going to talk about now, though, is you've got the ground, then you can also plant. And planting time is going on right now. These people have been friends of ours for years. They have got just a fabulous product out there. I guess Kyle Wilson, sales manager. Reagan and Massey, of course, we call them Plot Spike Seed. Kyle, how you doing today?
Doing great. How are you guys?
We are doing mighty fine. How are things going on in Louisiana?
Well, we're doing pretty good. It's getting to be that time of year. We're shipping a lot of seed and getting it out there to the retail locations and getting ready to go. You know, planting time is right around the corner.
Yeah, well, we need to say this more than once probably, but what are some of the retail locations where people can get Plot Spike?
Well, you know, you can find Plot Spike at a lot of the local feed stores or co-ops, but you know, Tractor Supply is all the Tractor Supply locations carry these products. But you can go to ReaganandMassey.com and use our dealer locator, and just go to the Plot Spike section on ReaganandMassey.com, and then enter your zip code in the dealer locator, and it'll help you find the, your closest dealers.
Kyle, Bill Olson here. Tell us, Plot Spike. We know what it is, but tell our listeners what the makeup is. Is it oats? I mean, what's the blend makeup?
Well, we have a few different blends, and I'll just start with Plot Spike Forage Feast. It's wheat. It's 63% wheat, 18% oat, and that's a forage oat, 10% winter pea, 3% brassica, 2% crimson, and 2% ryegrass. And then we also have another blend that's called Clover Blend. It's 59% crimson clover, 30% red ace clover, 7% arrowleaf clover, 1% white clover, and 1% chicory. And then we have a blend that is an for no-till, like if you have an area that you can't get in and prepare the soil and you can't get a disc into the land there. This is 87% tetraploid ryegrass, prime tetraploid ryegrass, 7% karma rape, 3% crimson clover. And then one of our biggest sellers is just straight plot spike forage oats, okay? And this oat, plot spike oats are very, they were bred to make forage, okay? They make a lot of grass. But one of the keys in growing oats is cold tolerance. And a lot of older varieties won't stand up to those, those bad cold fronts and freezes that come through. They'll actually freeze out and die. But the plot spike oats will take that cold weather. The breezes don't kill them, and they'll keep on producing for you. So that's and like I said, there's no mix. There's not anything else in this oat, in plot spike forage oats. But it's a fantastic for oat for food plots.
Yeah. Well, now that you've given us all your formulas and all your secrets, we need to get our midpoint breakdown. We want to come back again. I want to go back to the forage oats because they've had such a success and such a long history. But let's get this break out of the way right now, folks. We'll be back shortly with more from Kyle Wilson, Plot Spike Seed.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
At Capital Farm Credit, we have a personal approach that sets us apart from traditional lenders.
My name is Hannah Whitaker, and I'm Marketing and Operations Specialist for Capital Farm Credit. I just want to be there for our farmers and help them out because I grew up with it. I understand how busy they are, and the last thing I want to do is interrupt their busy schedule to sign a few papers. Once you've become a member here at Capital Farm Credit, we go above and beyond to welcome you into our family.
Capital Farm Credit. Together, we're better.
We are back with Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Bill Olson, our guest Kyle Wilson, sales manager for Plot Spike Seed. And let's get back to that because the planting is a little longer too. I mean, if you haven't started planting this week, you're going to be okay next week and going to be okay next month, right? Because you talked about how far into the season plot spike that formula can go, right, Kyle?
Yeah, you can plant through the end of October with these products. And, you know, I always like, personally, I like to, you know, just watch the weather. And, you know, this time of year, maybe when the nights start getting a little cooler, you can just tend to start seeing the weather change, the fall is coming. And one of the keys is to remember the earlier you plant, the more you need to watch out for things like armyworms, that can destroy your food plots. The later you go, the later you wait, the less of a risk that is.
Oh, that's good. Well, what are some of the hints on this? I mean, as far as preparing the soil or adding fertilizer or that kind of stuff, you got any help for us on that?
Well, you know, fertilization is key. So we always recommend, to get in there and get some soil samples and get them sent off and then follow those soil samples. Now, if you don't use a soil sample, we recommend putting out triple 13 at planting. Maybe up to 300 pounds of triple 13 if you don't do a soil sample. If you do a soil sample, follow that recommendation. And then after planting, after emergence, we recommend an application of nitrogen, whether it's ammonium nitrate or urea. You can use up to 150, 200 pounds of urea to really get the food plots going. And people do it different. Some people use split applications, and some people put it out all at once. And I can say neither one's wrong. You know, it's just whatever is best for you. So another thing is, you know, the quick stand no-till product. So if you select a location that you can't get a disc in and you can't plow, you may want to go in and spray that area with glyphosate and maybe kill the weeds down, maybe go in with a weed eater and knock it down. And then with the quick stand, okay, you can just overseed that product, okay? And it'll come up with the next moisture event, the next rain.
All right, Kyle, let me ask you, mentioned 300 pounds. 300 pounds per what? What's
per acre.
Per acre, sorry. That's what I thought. Okay, yeah. No. Yeah. Just wanted to make sure that that we heard that right, okay?
Yeah, but when things are right, plot spike, your production is pretty darn impressive. So you're looking at how much per acre, you know, when it grows.
Oh, yeah, I mean, definitely. And then, you know, if you have smaller food plots, just do the math back. You know, if you're planting half an acre, maybe apply 150 pounds of triple 13 at planting, and then, you know, maybe just 100 pounds of ammonium nitrate or urea after emergence.
Yeah, but on growth, Kyle, with plot spike, what is your production per acre?
Well, we've on forward plot spike forward growth, we've seen as much as 10,000 pounds of dry matter yield per acre. So, it depends. Yeah. You know, every year is different. You know, so how it depends on rainfall and have you limed? Is your fertility correct? But it is capable of producing that much forage.
No, that's a bunch. Is there more information on the website or any hints as far as planting and stuff like that?
Yeah, I mean, they can go out to our website, and like I said, if you want, we can go over some seeding rates on each of those products that I've mentioned real quick. The Forage Feast, it comes in a 40-pound bag, and it plants half an acre. The Forage Oat is in a 50-pound bag, and it plants half an acre. The Quick Stand No-Till comes in a 12-pound bag. It's in a little smaller bag, but it plants half an acre, 22,000 square feet. And then the Clover Blend is also plants half an acre, and it comes in a little small 4-pound bag. So it's a lot of little bitty tiny small seed, so it goes a long way, but it plants half an acre. And I'll tell you something else on Clover Blend. We recommend maybe if you're just planting, let's say you're planting plot spike forage oats, but you want to spice it up a little bit, you can add that 4-pound bag of Clover Blend in with that forage oat and just add some clover to your plot.
So, that's outstanding.
Or any small grain that you may be planting.
Yeah, that's great, Kyle. Thank you. Clock is kind of catching up to us, but can people just Google plot spike? I know the site is Reagan and Massey, R-A-G-A-N and Massey, but I'm sure plot spike as techie as everybody is right now. I mean, we've known these folks for years, and the product is just absolutely outstanding. So check the full lineup on their website. And, of course, like Kyle said, then get on over to Tractor Supply. Kyle, thank you so much for your time today.
Hey, great. Appreciate you guys having us.
Thank you, sir. You take care. Friends, remember, Plot Spike Seed. We'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
Hello, I'm Ernie Hudson. Sometimes I play a hero in the movies and on TV, but what I'm most proud of is being a hero for my four kids. I did that by beating cancer twice. And as a dad, there's nothing I wouldn't do to protect my kids from cancer. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, can cause 6 types of cancer. That's why every parent needs to know there's an HPV vaccine, and it can stop cancer before it starts. Girls and boys should get the vaccine at 11 or 12. And there's a catch-up option for teens and young adults. Over 40,000 new cases of HPV-related cancer will be diagnosed this year. Together, we can change those numbers. Be a hero. Call your child's doctor today and ask about the HPV vaccine. Getting tested for cancer saved my life. Getting your son or daughter vaccinated could save theirs. For more information, go to preventcancer.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports, championing gun safety, education, and training, creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, what's going on?
Well, just to remind everybody, the CCA Star Tournament goes through April the 7th. Sign up for it right now if you're going to go anywhere near the Gulf. It's good insurance policy, and it's a great event, friends. So check that out at ccatexas.org, and then go fishing in your brand-new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 43 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Nothing is tougher than Ford's F-Series. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
This is Harold reminding you that it's time to get those fields and food plots planted. And the products you need come from Plot Spike Seed. I use Plot Spike at my place and the deer love it. Now's the time to plant Plot Spike Forage Oats, especially blended for forage. These oats produce an extremely high yield and a long growing season. Plot Spike Forage Oats can be planted in September for great grazing early in the season, and since they're more cold tolerant than other varieties, they usually last through the entire hunting season. University tests show Plot Spike Forage Oats are capable of producing over 10,000 pounds of nutritious forage per acre, and that's a lot of deer chow. Plot Spike Forage Oats and their other wildlife management products are available at feed and sporting goods stores and at Tractor Supply. You can learn about their full lineup of year-round products and order online at PlotSpike.com. Pure, premium, proven Plot Spike.
Plot Spike is available at Tractor Supply.
I want to thank our guest today, Kyle Wilson, sales manager of Plot Spike Seed. Go to ReaganandMassey.com.
Yep.
And
PlotSpike.com. Yeah, right.
Find that Plot Spike information.
And do remember, Lone Star Sausage and Barbecue. I'm telling you, friends, blow you away. I'm going to go over there this weekend and get me some pan sausage.
There you go. Okay.
Good folks. Anyway, what's next week? I think you already told me.
I did. Owen Fitzsimmons, the Dove Guy from Texas Parks and Wildlife, will be here getting you fired up for the upcoming dove season.
Yep, and as we mentioned, it is now time to get your hunting license and sign up for those great drawings, too. Just fantastic hunts are waiting for you. Do remember to check our website out, TexasOutdoorNews.com. See a list of our wonderful stations, and you can replay all of our shows just right there. Remember, we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best-in-Texas Ford dealers. Stay safe out there in the field or on the water so you can join us again next week for more Texas Outdoor News.